知行英语 Listen and share. While working in the library at a university,I was often shocked by the excuses students would use to get out of paying their fees for overdue books. One evening, an older student returned two books that were way overdue and threw a fit over the outrageous $2 fee that I asked her to pay. I tried to explain how much she owed for each day, but she insisted she should be exempt. "You don't understand," she blurted out. "I didn't even read them."
我在一所大学图书馆上班时，学生会找各种借口去逃避交纳过期不还书籍的罚金，这些借口经常能让我觉得不可思议。一天傍晚，一个年纪较大的学生来还两本过了归还期很久的书，我让他交纳$2罚金，他却大发雷霆，说罚$2太过分。我给他解释过期一天得罚多少，但他就是坚持说他可以免交这些罚款。你不明白，他冲口而出，这些书我甚至还没看呢。
逐句对照。
While working in the library at a university, I was often shocked by the excuses students would use to get out of paying their fees for overdue books.
我在一所大学图书馆上班时，学生会找各种借口去逃避交纳过期不还书籍的罚金，这些借口经常能让我觉得不可思议。
One evening, an older student returned two books that were way overdue and threw a fit over the outrageous $2 fee that I asked her to pay.
一天傍晚，一个年纪较大的学生来还两本过了归还期很久的书，我让他交纳$2罚金，他却大发雷霆，说罚$2太过分。
I tried to explain how much she owed for each day, but she insisted she should be exempt.
我给她解释过期一天得罚多少，但她就是坚持说她可以免交这些罚款。
You don't understand, she blurted out. I didn't even read them.
你不明白，她冲口而出，这些书我甚至还没看呢。来学习一下故事中的语言点。
Overdue, 过期的，到期未付的。An overdue bill, 过期的账单。An overdue train, 晚点的火车。Overdue 是 over 和 due 这两个词的合成词。Over 这个前缀表示额外的，超过的。比如 overeat, 吃多。Overtalk, 讲话太多。而 due 作为形容词表示逾期的，应到的。如 their plane is due in 50 minutes.他们的飞机预定在15分钟后到达。Throw a fit, 大发脾气，这个动词短语在口语中常常使用。Outrageous 一般指蛮横的、残暴的。Outrageous 还有一个意思就是过分的、不合乎情理的。例如 ，He spends an outrageous amount on entertainment. 他把钱过度的花在娱乐上。而在这篇笑话里 ,outrageous 用引号引起来恰恰表达相反的意思。意思是说为了区区的$2这位学生居然大发雷霆，充满了嘲讽的味道。 Exempt, 在这里是形容词，表示豁免、免除的意思。Exempt, 常与介词 from 连用。例如 ,He is exempt from military service because of his bad sight.
他由于视力不好而免服兵役。Blurt, 未加思索的冲口而出，突然说出，常与介词 out 连用。
例如 ,Peter blurted out the news before he considered the consequence.
Peter 未考虑后果就把消息泄露了。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
While working in the library at a university,I was often shocked by the excuses students would use to get out of paying their fees for overdue books. One evening, an older student returned two books that were way overdue and threw a fit over the outrageous $2 fee that I asked her to pay.
I tried to explain how much she owed for each day, but she insisted she should be exempt. You don't understand, she blurted out. I didn't even read them.
这个小故事的学习就先到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。